All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time, 'cause you and I outweigh.
Happy Saturday, Outweigh fam. Back for week two with Ashley Vicari, who's a licensed therapist based out of Tennessee. And she works at an eating disorder recovery center. So I feel like we have an amazing expert for these few weeks. So Ashley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Amy. I'm so happy to be here.
And then say again where you work and what you do.
Yeah. So I work for the Renfrew Center for Eating Disorders. I am a therapist and I've been there for 5 years. I also do a lot of outreach for them and a lot of teaching, going to talk to different therapists, doctors, community members about signs and symptoms of eating disorders and how we can support and help anyone that might need that.
Well, and some emails that I get are actually from parents that are like, what do I look out for in my teenager? I feel like I'm seeing some signs, but I don't really know what. Or I even have some young people that are listening. And I know today we're going to focus on adolescents and tips for parents to better understand their teenagers and what they're going through. And I think about when I developed my eating disorder, I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is often the case for a lot of people, sadly, some even younger than teens. But I feel like my mom supported me the best that she could, but she didn't know what she didn't know. It kind of was chalked up to the fact of like, well, my dad left when I was 9. So it kind of made sense that maybe around 13, I got an eating disorder because I was filling a void. As an adult now that I've worked through it, it was way more complex than that. And it was actually a time in which I was introduced to dieting by a family friend. And then that restriction led to binging. I didn't know what any of that was. But, you know, obviously, let's put her in therapy. It's because her dad left. And it's like, well, I'm sure that had something to do with a little bit of what was going on in my life. But, you know, I'm the mom of a teenage daughter who's 15. Yeah. So I would love to hear any tips that you have that can help me be on the lookout and, you know, just even little things that seem innocent.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Ashley, that my little radar goes off, especially since I'm someone that's in recovery. But like my daughter had some alarm set on her phone at 6:50 p.m. random time. Don't know why.
Yeah.
But it was like ab workout. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And it was something another friend had said, hey, it's 6:50 every night. Let's do abs. And I was like, well, you don't have to schedule that. How about you just let's do. I'm not opposed to you wanting to move your body and however you see fit.
Yeah.
But we don't have to put this strict 6:50 ab workout timeline.
Yes.
And then I dealt with another situation one time of them taking before and after pictures or something because they had seen another mom do it. And I thought, oh, okay. I know that mom didn't mean any harm and the friend didn't either. And so I just tried to do the best that I could to walk her through why we don't need to take before and afters of our body. But again, you see it everywhere. So it seems so normal. All this to say, Ashley, you know us parents, we are dealing with a lot and we're just trying to figure it out. We want to do the best. So what are your tips for assisting our teens as they're on this journey and we can help come alongside them and maybe even help just prevent anything from developing anyway?
Well, one, I just want to say, like, we hear from parents all the time. And so everything that you've brought up in this, definitely we've heard before. So first I'll say eating disorders are not about food. We use food kind of within the eating disorder. It's the mechanism that we use, and it's not about the food at all. Often there is a deeper issue going on that someone is maybe managing that issue with the use of food, whether to binge, to restrict, to purge, whatever. So it's often about a deeper issue. So that's really important for parents to know. There's often something else going on. The second thing is that eating disorders, especially in the teen years, can kind of be this slow burn. It can start out so innocently. It can start out as the 6:50 ab workout time. And then we kind of focus on that and, you know, kind of start the spiral there, but it can be a very slow burn. And so a quick example I'll give is I was working with a 16-year-old and she, I can't remember ages and grades at this point confuse me. I think she was 16. I think she was in her junior year, maybe looking at schools, you know, for college. She was working part-time. She was also like the class president. She was also on the cheer team. She was also in the theater troupe. And so girlfriend was busy, you know, busy, 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 busy. And so innocently, she started not eating breakfast in the mornings because she could drive herself to school. It allowed her to get to school quicker. She could get there, get some work done that she wasn't able to finish. Well, what eventually started happening is that parents packed her a lunch every day. She started skipping her lunch because she could focus on her work. This was really about her wanting to do well in school. She wanted to accomplish the things that she was excited about, you know? So she started skipping lunch because she could use that time to really focus on her schoolwork. Well, eventually what that then led to was occasionally skipping dinner as well. So she was not eating breakfast or lunch and then only eating the occasional dinner. What she started noticing, her grades definitely started dropping because she could not concentrate anymore. She felt like she was living in a fog. She started disconnecting. We talked about this on the last podcast. She started disconnecting from both herself, but also her family and her friends. And so she wasn't going to, you know, birthday parties, pool parties. She wasn't hanging out with her high school buds like she used to. She started missing work. Another thing that happened was she started passing out because her body didn't have enough energy. It didn't have enough fuel or food, you know, to keep her present and aware. She eventually came for treatment. Her sweet parents came into the room the first time I met with all of them. They were just a bucket of tears. They had no idea any of this was going on. And she kind of shared with me a lot of the stressors that she was having. And really for her, what was going on is that she was experiencing a ton of anxiety and she was using the eating disorder to manage that, if that makes sense. So all that to say, this was a slow burn. This was about a year and a half of stuff that was going on for her before she realized, parents realized that she needed help, right? That she had an eating disorder. So I just want to say that to the parents. It can often be slow. So signs to look for, maybe being very anxious or very particular about schedules, grades dropping, very black and white thinking, also some very foggy thinking, like not really being able to answer direct questions, things like that. But a couple of tips that I also want to share with parents that I think these can be really helpful is the first one is just, I said, repeat after me, it's not just a phase. So often, I don't know about you, Amy, but I just love, I love being around teenagers. I love their energy. I love their sassiness because we know that that can definitely be there. I love their creativity. And often I feel like they get categorized as, it's just a phase. They're just experiencing a phase. It's not. When I mentioned the slow burn, if there is an eating disorder, they might be getting into something that's really scary for them and they don't know how to get out. Again, teenagers' brains are not fully developed. And so they really rely on their primary caregivers to help co-regulate them. So really check in with them. This is not just a phase that they're experiencing. They're likely experiencing something deeper that they don't know how to put words to. The next thing, acknowledge the pressures of social media. You know, growing up, I'm a child of the 80s and 90s. Woohoo, I loved it. We had different pressures than the teenagers of today. Social media, comparison, friends, it's in their face constantly, every moment of every day. Am I good enough? Did my post get enough likes? Do I look good enough on this post? The fact that we can have a camera on our phone and we can take multiple pictures until we get the right picture right. Whereas back in the day, we took maybe two pictures, then we had to go have them developed, you know, then we just had the picture that we put in the photo album, whatever we were doing is what we were doing, right? We didn't have the time to like go over it and meticulize and kind of like look at everything, right? So acknowledge their pressure is different than the teenage pressure we experienced.
Also, the ability to Photoshop and edit and conform or create this illusion. And then the filters and they're looking at their phone, seeing the filter, and then they look in the mirror and they're like, wait, what? I mean, and as adults, that is something that we deal with as well. Yeah. And I got to say, even with my iPhone, it's bizarre. I try to treat filters as fun. I don't always use a filter. I try to avoid using Paris because that's the easy one because it just smooths everything. Yeah. It doesn't distort my face or anything, it's but so it's like, true. Paris. Yeah. So Paris is my, I have to really keep from just swiping to that one real quick. Yeah. But if I know I'm in a healthy place, like I don't mind. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm doing Paris. Screw it. Let's go. Yeah. But now I don't even remember what my thought was about the filters is that, I need carbs. I need carbs. Like this is that brain fog where I'm sitting here with my coffee and I'm like, carbs are good, people, because I need carbs. But just the filters in general and kids having that, which us growing up, like you said, we had different pressures. I just can't even imagine being a kid today because I'm 41 and my brain is fully developed. And I still have such a hard time with just the pressures and the illusion of, oh, I know what I was going to say. Yes. Got it. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Our phones, even if I'm not using a filter, I feel like when I got a new phone, I feel like a filter is like built into it or something.
Yes. I have a newer iPhone too. I feel the same way. Or the camera angle can zoom super out and like show things in a different, I don't know. I don't know if the filters are built into it, but it feels that way. But the fact that you can look at it constantly and like, right, like pick apart, pick over it, change things. Yeah, right. Everything that you were saying, that is a very different pressure than maybe we experienced when we were teens, right?
But we all have it. And so I just, as adults that are listening, you might be like, oh, wow, this is something I need to pay attention to. And while this is a conversation about adolescence, I think all of this stuff can apply to adults.
Absolutely, this can apply to adults.
All right, sunny weather is upon us, and the sun out means more time outside. My kids have sports. There's also swimming, hiking, going to the lake, and I'm always on the lookout for sun care that's easy for all of us. And that's where the new Banana Boat 360 coverage is coming to the rescue. It smells good. It is incredibly light on your skin. It is not greasy, which I think we can all appreciate. And it's an all-new bottle with advanced control mist. It's a new way to spray. Better control means coverage that you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots. I mean, you can literally customize the spray. You just gotta tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Banana Boat 360 coverage is also aerosol-free, which is a plus in my book for sure. It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula, and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. You can shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And, you know, like one of the things that happens in the stage of being a teenager is self-discovery and kind of that like adolescent comparison. Also like, who am I? Figuring kind of that out. And when you have this pressure to be perfect presented in front of you constantly, it's just important to acknowledge that for your teen, just to notice that. So the next thing I have is notice their emotions and behaviors. They want you to. I can't tell you how many parents I've talked with that are like, they just don't talk to me. Okay, I get it. I do get that. Sometimes our teens don't want to communicate with us, and I get that. And I would encourage every parent to notice if they are listening to their teen to kind of talk back or like say something quick back to them or kind of like help them through their process, which is so lovely. Or are we listening to the teen to just hear them? A lot of times they just want to be heard. They're working out the different pieces in their head that they've got. They've gotten information coming at them from multiple teachers throughout the day, information coming at them from students, from TV, from their parents, from their, you know, values, possibly from whatever spiritual presence they have. They have so many ideals coming at them. They need to simply work through it and process through it. So listen to them, to hear them, and really just to kind of create a safe space for them to communicate with you.
So can you, just for parents that are like, well, how in the world do I do that?
I know.
Like, I feel like I want to, but they don't. So, I mean, do you preface it with that? Do you set it up? Do you say, hey, child,
yeah,
I am here to listen with no judgment, no comments. If you have anything you want to say, because then I feel like they're like, what, mom, this is weird.
That's so weird, mom. I know that probably does sound weird. And yes, maybe I'm an over communicator. I don't know. But yeah, like when you're in those car rides, when you've picked them up from school, let's say, you know, maybe they've got to go to an early appointment. You've picked them up early. Turn the music on, ask them how the day was. If they don't answer, okay, well, I just wanted you to know I'm here if you want to talk about it. And just simply
Perfect.
Be, let them have their experience and they will bring it into you. And I always like to say, like, everybody knows whatever the elephant in the room is. So label it. Okay. You know, if they're sitting at dinner with you and you've noticed the last week, like they really haven't touched their dinner. Hey, you know, I just want you to know, I love you. I'm also a little bit curious. Oh, that's a good one. Let's be curious. That word curious, instead of kind of judgmental, or you need to do this, you need to do this. I'm curious as to if there's something going on. I noticed you haven't really had an appetite this week. Is there something you'd like to talk about? I'm here to listen.
That's a behavior, but it could be an emotion too.
Yeah.
Like I'm already thinking of how I could use that.
Yeah.
Like with my daughter being 15, yeah, and yeah, you know, hormonal and all the, yeah, things, like, hey, I'm noticing you're a little bit snippy,
yeah,
right now. Like, is there something you want to talk about? And maybe just that acknowledging, oh, well, she sees me. I'm safe, yeah, to talk. Like, I'm not getting mad at her for being snippy. I think, yeah, that coming in with a level of empathy at times, but also I know one of your next tips is like, you're their parent, you're not their friend.
Yeah.
So I'll let you speak to that. But yeah, it's like, you can still, this has nothing to do with eating disorder or body image, but like my son was mad because he's doing summer school and like full time. And my daughter's, she only has to do like this 2-hour reading thing this,
yeah,
week. And he's like, life is not fair. And I think the natural response is like, yeah, life's not fair. And then you just march on, like, get used to it, buddy. But I was like, okay, be calm. I'm not an expert, but I've learned enough to where, okay, trying to make sure he feels heard and seen. And so, mm-hmm, I was like, you know what? Life is not fair. And I hear you. Mm-hmm. I have also experienced life, mm-hmm, in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way, he has that expectation of, yeah, life is weird like that, mm-hmm, all throughout his adult life. I,
yeah,
should not try to make him think otherwise.
Yeah.
But that, you know, I just had to deal with something at work,
yeah,
this week that was not, in my opinion, very fair. And it's a bummer.
Yeah.
And I hear you. And, yeah, then end of story.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that that's great. What that does is that helps them see. So one, we're responding to them. We're not reacting to them, right? We're not getting heightened based on their already heightened emotion, whatever that is. And two, when we can get curious about what they're experiencing, it helps them feel more seen and it helps them feel more validated because they are having these emotions. And let me tell you, teenagers have them a lot more intensely than we do as adults because our brains have finished developing and we understand, you know, how to calibrate our emotions a little bit better. But yeah, that's a great tool there is to be curious with them. And so then the next one was to get involved. You are their parent, not their friend. And really what I mean here is if you notice that your child does have some disordered eating or you are concerned, you've seen their grades drop, you've definitely seen some interesting habits with food and whatnot, get involved. We need to get them some therapy. And I would encourage in general, if you think there's something to do with food, it might behoove you to reach out to an eating disorder therapist specifically. So one of the best resources is the National Eating Disorder Association. They're a national organization. They can get you material. Renfrew, we are also a national organization. If you call your local Renfrew, we can get you the name of therapists, dietitians, psychiatrists in the area that work with eating disorders. So reach out, get your child help. So eating disorder therapist and an eating disorder dietitian. Amy, you probably understand this. There are a difference between a dietitian and an eating disorder dietitian. Definitely.
Yeah. Lisa, she founded Outway with me. She was my co-host for a long time, and she's a registered dietitian that specializes in eating disorders and disordered eating. And yes, I learned firsthand from her that none of what she teaches now, she learned in school.
Nothing.
In fact, everything she learned in school would be detrimental to her current clients.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is crazy.
And I would even say that similarly on the counseling field, like we don't learn a lot in school, both as counselors and as dietitians. And the more we get involved in this community, I mean, there's still so much beautiful things to learn for us, but yes. So reach out to an eating disorder specific therapist dietitian. So get involved. And in that respect, like, yes, you want to hear them, but also you are their parent. If they need treatment, if they need a therapist, it's imperative that you help them in that process do this, if that makes sense. And then the last tip I have is honor their bravery and their honesty. You know, it's a big deal for an adolescent it really is a big deal for them to come to their parents with any sort of issue that feels like a very intense, something is really going on here. Honor that bravery, honor their whatever stories they're sharing with you. If they say, yes, I've been restricting for a year now, or yes, I've been binging for a year now, instead of, oh my gosh, I can't believe you've been doing that, right? Like that's a reaction. Let's honor that they felt safe enough in this moment to be honest with us about what's going on, right? And that really goes for anything that they're sharing with us. But we want them to know that we love them, that we see them, that we hear them. You said that earlier talking about your son. Again, they have so much pressure coming at them kind of all over. And we really want to be their safe place. And we want to be the place that champions them. So yeah, those are the tips that I have. I hope that's helpful.
No, I love those. And I'll just recap them real quick before we wrap, but it's just repeat after me. It's not just a phase. And yes, repeat after us. Like I think sometimes too, as parents, we don't want to believe that something might be happening and we can default to denial. And it is easy to just be like, oh, it's a phase, no big deal, when the reality might be screaming otherwise. Acknowledge the pressures of social media, which as a parent, I also too would just challenge. And I know that this is so, so hard because I have been there and kids are sneaky. I've been caught certain things where I'm like, wait, what? And I've thought I was on it, but then also we're juggling a lot. We can't have eyes and ears everywhere, even though we want our kids to think that we do.
Yeah.
But gosh, I know it's so hard, but I had Lacey Johnson on my Four Things podcast on one of this month's Thursday episodes. It came out July 14th. If y'all want to go back and listen to that about social media, but just we as adults need to set boundaries with it, and we don't have healthy boundaries. And these teenage brains are not ready for what is out there, even with that comparison is there, the editing, sure enough, the body image stuff and the scrolling, but the addiction that it causes. And then this social media in general, and now I'm going down a rabbit trail on this, which was not my intent, but it's something I have to, I'm going to be better at, because my daughter wants all the things, and she wants, you know, the TikTok. Did I just sound 80? She wants TikTok, which I let her use on my phone. Yes. And then she is going to be running an Instagram account for our cat, but she can only post things about the cat.
Yeah.
And thankfully, she's not upset sometimes when I've had to pull some things down.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is more about what's appropriate and not appropriate. But I'm just thankful that she isn't addicted and that she doesn't have to have it. And that I've set certain boundaries and she's not allowed to have her phone in her room alone. Yeah. She charges it downstairs in the kitchen. So there's, oh, my daughter like literally just walked in the door. Hi. Can you hear me? Yes. Okay. Hey, I'm talking about social media just real quick. Not really talking about you. Okay. Do I have your approval? Yes. Okay. good times recording at home, but it's a bummer to have to, you know, in their mind, like steal some of their joy because some other kids have no boundaries or restriction when it comes to social media.
Yeah.
And I feel bad, but I'm like, well, I feel bad for them and their parents not being able to implement some of those boundaries. Yes. And I wish there was some like united like alliance with parents if we were all on the same page, but we're just not. And I get not everybody has the time or, you know, they might be working however many jobs and just trying to survive other things and life happens. I definitely get that. But just to evaluate how much time that they're allowed to be on social media, make sure you're monitoring what they're posting. You can follow them on social. It's okay to want to check their phone. Like, again, that goes back to, you know, one of your other things we'll recap now is you're their parent. You're not their friend.
Right.
And so that's that thing. And then another thing you said, notice their emotions and behaviors because they want you to.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And then lastly, honor their bravery and honesty. And you can do that with yourself too. Like whenever you're brave, and I love that bravery can look all kinds of ways and you can, you know, I feel like society has told us that brave is doing this, you know, if you go and do this, you're so brave. But also if your body's telling you not to do something and you acknowledge and listen to that and you decide not to do it, that's also brave.
Yes. So, yes, it is.
Well, in there, thank you, Ashley, again, for coming on. She'll be back next Saturday and we'll be talking about body image and maybe even like how to know if you even have an eating disorder or kind of touched on teen stuff today, but that'll be next Saturday and we will see you then. All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.